the name I was going to throw out there to you guys that has been bantered around in the last couple of days as possibly being a cap casualty either before or after the draft, but more likely after, is one Lamar Miller, a guy that was highly touted coming in as a guy that was going to solve the running game, a guy that they have completely beat up throwing out there again and again. And we know that when Bill O'Brien calls a play, I think option A is always handoff to Lamar Miller, regardless of in which hole he hits, and then he goes from there. But because of his salary, because of the fact that the team needs more money for both draft picks and free agency and things they're trying to do, it's a possibility. Your thoughts on a guy that probably has gotten a lot more usage than he expected, but has, I mean, he hasn't been bad for this team. I'm sure it's just about the cap number.
That would surprise me, though. I mean, this isn't a team that's cap strapped right now. I mean, they're not. It's not like they don't have any money. Like some of these teams that only have a couple of million available. There, I think they almost have 20 million in total cap space. The top 51, they have 32 million. So that would. I think this would be more of a. They think they can move on without Lamar Miller, and maybe he's not meeting expectations. I mean, they would save roughly what, three, four million. If they cut him.
Well, you better be damn. You better be certain that Deontay Foreman's ready to go.
That better be your guy.
Yep, and he better be able to shoulder the load and take all of those carries. Because otherwise, I mean, they're going to have to use whatever they got left in the draft. We've looked at this in the previous couple of weeks. There's not a whole lot out there in free agency either to try and find another guy, and you don't want to be wasting draft picks on running backs when you have so many other needs to fill.
And be careful what you wish for too. If you think you can do better than Lamar Miller, you may not be able to.
Think about how effective he is catching the football out of the backfield. I mean, there was another safety valve for whoever it was, whether it be the bad quarterbacks before or after Deshaun got hurt. But Deshaun, as much as a tight end is important, that's another security blanket for him when he runs down to his last options and his last reads and he needs a dump-off point. He can find it with a guy that can catch the football. Foreman's not exactly a guy with that's nimble with great hands coming out of the backfield yet.
Yeah, I'm with you. He is a good weapon out of the backfield as well. We'll see. He's certainly, I think, Lamar Miller overall has been a bit of a disappointment. Mm-hmm. But good luck to any running back in the NFL trying to run behind the offensive line that he's had to run behind the last couple of years.
Sure, especially with a quarterback that, until you got Deshaun, was very predictable and not very good. So, again, you load up the box, you key on a guy, and the question coming in when he left Miami was durability. Look, he's had to endure a lot more than most, and he's pounded his way through. So, it's hard to put any blame on him.
I always load up the box. When I see a box, I load it up.
I bet you do.
I pound the box and load it. Okay.
Yeah, and then you just bring meat to mouth with some fried bologna.
And then you wonder why you have more drops than Joel, babe.
Yes, thank you, Nick. Thank you very much.